Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Say the last just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. You know, the main website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is where we post all of our stuff that we do, all the new stuff every day. Every day of the week, we have new content right there on the homepage. Fresh stuff every day. 10 new segments from the show that our live radio program we turn into podcasts every day. They're all right there. If you hear something on the radio and you want to go back and hear it again, pick up a website, remind yourself of something, you can find the guest and the topic right there on the homepage. And articles, you want to read an article, my stuff or any of our hundreds, thousands of Brain Trust members. Their stuff is there, too. You can find their websites. You got videos there. We got a poll there. We got all kinds of stuff there. So I hope you'll check that out. It's all free. Use it to your advantage. And, of course, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Then I hope you'll go there. Read the video. Watch the video, a couple of videos there, and read some things about The Age of the Customer. On the main site, there's a lot on the Age of the Customer. I hope you buy the book because I think it'll help you, but we got a lot of free stuff there that'll talk to you about, because the main thing I want to do is to help you understand that the age of the customer is overriding the age of the seller. The way you and I used to do business is going away, and it's being overridden by the age of the customer. And the energy, the thing that's driving, the single thing that's driving, that's providing the energy for the age of the customer is expectations. You know, customers have always expected things from us. But for 10,000 years, they were pretty simple things. It was just literally that we opened at a time and opened and closed in a time when it was convenient for them, right? We could be counted on. How many times people standing outside your door, 3 minutes before you open, and you know, if you open 30 seconds late, they don't like it, right? They're looking at their clock. You're 30 seconds late. You said you opened at 8. It's 8:01. So those were old expectations, old-fashioned expectations. Certain kind of products, dependable service, that kind of thing. Those are age of the seller expectations. And guess what? Customers still have those expectations. But there are so many things that we used to do business the way we used to do business now have new expectations. The discipline, the task that we did is still an expectation of customers, but it looks different than it did before. For example, the way people think about hearing about you. There was a time when you would buy ads. That's called paid media, right? You'd buy an ad, and there were times when you'd produce brochures and other collateral material. That's called owned media. But they're in different forms now, aren't they? Now your ads include ads perhaps on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever. And your owned media, the brochure is now a website, right? Or something like that. Not so much a print piece. But then there's a new kid on the block called earned media. Earned media is very powerful. And that's where someone else tells other people about you. And of course, the earned media, the kind you want is the good kind, right? Where they say, hey, I just bought this product from this company and wow, did they do a good job of taking care of me? I love the product. They explained everything fine. I had a little problem. They fixed it right away. You know, those kinds of things. When people tell other people about you, that's called earned media. It's the holy grail of media, earned media. because somebody else gave it to you without being paid. And remember what I said in the previous segment. Customers believe that kind of media 70% more likely to believe it than if it were coming from the same message coming from you as part of your marketing message. So customers, they're expecting that kind of information to be available to them now. When they go online, when they're looking around for you to do business with you, they're expecting to see that, to have that kind of that available to them. You and I both look at reviews when we buy things. We look for reviews. We're a little disappointed if there are no reviews, right? And so that's earned media, and those are expectations that people have about you. The way people contact you these days, the first contact with a prospect is a big deal. You know, there was a time, you've heard me talk about this before many times, there was a time when cold calling was acceptable first contact. Well, guess what, folks? It's not anymore. There's a new expectation out there. People expect you to get to know them, to find out about them. They expect you to earn the right to just come in the front door. If they're going to take some time with you, their new expectations are not that you can just drop in on them. Their new expectations are that you're professional enough to understand that they're busy. And that if they give you some of their time, it'll be because you earned the right to have them schedule some time for you. Those are all expectations. Folks, there are a million kinds of expectations out there. There are probably, you know, 30 or 40 dependable ones that we see all the time. But because if there are 7 billion people on planet Earth, there's 7 billion different expectations. And if you're going to do business with customers today, you need to understand that they have those expectations. You got to find out what they are. When you determine what they are and you deliver on that, then you've got a customer. Then your prospect becomes a customer. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.